This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to apologize. These allergies are really kicking my butt. This is not fun at all. I tell you, the spring is supposed to be the best time of year. Hold on. Sorry, I hate to do this on air, but I got to blow my nose. Yeah. We should really talk about that. When somebody blows their nose, you know you could pick up a lot on their health by how they blow their nose. And, you know, we got a really good microphone. I could give you guys some of the tiniest, most strictest audibles of what that would be like. Okay. Well, now that I think I'm all cleaned up and my nose is clear, we could go on to the next segment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I gotta tell you, allergies are not easy. So, let's talk about Ozempic again. Right, these weight loss drugs still in the news. We talked about Ozempic face. We've talked about the weight gain. Zepbound, which is Eli Lilly's Mounjaro weight loss counterpart, in short supply. Drug shortages still abound. The medications are still expensive. But we spoke a couple weeks about depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation with these medications, these GLP-1 agonists, which were never designed to be for severe, fast weight loss. They were designed to be an adjunct to somebody's diabetic medication regimen. And when we found people were not hungry and were losing weight, it just boomed throughout Hollywood, throughout show business, and everybody else now and their mother want to be on the medication. But what nobody is kind of warning people is that your wife, your husband, your spouse, partner, your kids, your mom might have a different personality, where these medications, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, can alter somebody's personality. Now, how is that happening? Is it primary? Is it secondary? So, if let's say you have a family member that says, hey, let's go out. Let's go out. Happy hour. Let's hit it. Let's have some drinks. Let's go have fun. Well, if you're nauseated and you're like, I can't look at alcohol. I can't look at food. I can't. Let's just sit home tonight. Yeah, but it's a Friday night. Yeah, we can't do it. Okay, then there might be a little bit of more introversion than extroversion. If Ozempic or Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound is causing anxiety, causing depression, you know, if you're noticing a change, in the personality, that could be a result, a side effect of the medication. These medications are known to do that. Are we warning spouses that their partner could be suicidal on these medications? You're supposed to warn the spouse, or have the patient warn their spouse when they take these smoking cessation aids, like Chantix, could cause, in rare cases, suicidal ideation, meaning thinking about suicide. Is anybody letting the family know? Now, one of my listeners thought that his wife was cheating on him because the wife was acting differently. She's lost weight. Now she's not going out with him. She's kind of aloof, not talking to him too much. She's like, she's got her new body. She's cheated on me. It could be the Ozempic. It could be the medication. And them just making them a little bit more introverted. You need to figure that out. I have had patients say they've been crying while on their medication. That's, again, a side effect. Now, also keep in mind, if you're losing weight, you're losing fat. You're also losing muscle, okay? But which I think is very important with your endorphin release. But when you lose fat, you're losing some of the estrogen that you're making. And estrogen is a happy hormone. So if you're making less hormones, you're less happy. So these are things we need to kind of think about. And then maybe there is that, you know, I look good now. I don't have to put up with my spouse's BS. She hasn't shaved her legs since last August. I don't need this. I could have a woman that looks like these women on Baywatch. Really? Really? You think she's going to put up with all your stuff, really? But sometimes there is this confidence going, well, wait a second. And another thing, too, also from a personality standpoint, is we in America have changed what eating means. You know, having a big dinner, getting the family together. Well, some of these people on these medications, they want to throw up when they see food. I mean, how are they losing weight? Some of them are losing weight because they're really sticking to a good diet and they're using the medicine as an adjunct, a tool, which they should. But how a lot of people are using it is they're taking more than they need to the point where they want to vomit. And they either vomit up their food or they're afraid to eat because they think they're going to throw up. Well, yes, I told you, you know, even before the whole Ozempic craze and all that, how, you know, my husband would have like some eggs or something, hard-boiled eggs, and I didn't like the smell of them. And so when I would get hungry, I would just open that up, smell it, and go, I'm not hungry. Inducing nausea has been not a very healthy trick of not eating. Now, people with bulimia might use the nausea, the vomiting to purge. You'll still gain weight. But using little psychological things to make you not eat. Like, you know, I tell people, put a picture of you in a bathing suit, not at your ideal weight. Have that at your desk or hidden, where anytime you want to eat, take a look at that and go, I'm done. I mean, it is going to take some mind games. It is going to take some active thinking. But, you know, you might have family members who are like, I just can't look at food. I can't. So I'm not going to be a part of your dinner. I just can't look at it. Well, if dinner is where everybody sits down, meets, talks about their day before they all go off and do their own thing, now you could be losing that. So, you know, for somebody to lose weight, they need to also have the family support. But the family has to be educated on some of the changes. And nobody educated people with these medications. You can get these medications over the phone. There's now all these online things, I think Costco, where you can get it, you know, not from your regular doctor who sees you. Well, then whoever's giving it to you really better go, you know, thoroughly talk about some of the other side effects. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so for the Trump criminal case against him, this is one of four. This one has to do with hush money to a porn star he allegedly had an affair with. The 90s thought they had a lot of sensationalized media and stories going on. They ain't seen nothing yet with this one. And so they have found, they have now agreed on 12 jurors. I don't know if everybody has agreed. I think somebody was pretty vocal about being anti-Trump. And when Trump's team tried to challenge this person, they were out of challenges. So I, you know, to find a jury that has never formed an opinion on the president or the current president and how they feel about the upcoming election, I find it hard to believe that nobody has had any sort of thought or inclination or either like or dislike of Trump on that jury. But we do have some information on each of the jurors, anonymously, and we'll tell you what we know about them. Just to recap, the trial centers around this $130,000 payment that allegedly Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, gave to Stormy Daniels to prevent her claims of a sexual encounter with Trump from being public before the 2016 race. Prosecutors said Trump obscured the true nature of the payments and internal records when his company reimbursed Cohen, who pleaded guilty to federal charges in 2018 and is supposed to be a star witness for the prosecution. Trump faces 34 felony counts for falsified business records. He denies having a sexual encounter with Daniels. And the lawyers say those payments to Cohen were his legal fees and his legal expenses. I think the AP News is saying Trump could get up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Not sure if he will actually get jail time for this. But this is one of four criminal cases and the first one against him as he is the GOP frontrunner in an election that is coming up in just a little bit over 6 months. So the jury selection happened fairly quickly in terms of getting people, and this is what we know about him. This is being reported by The Guardian. So juror number one, he is a man who works in sales, previously worked as a waiter, has some college education, married, no children, gets his news from a variety of outlets, New York Times, Daily Mail, Fox News, MSNBC. So this is somebody who looks at both liberal and conservative media, more liberal than conservative. Juror number two is a married man who works in investment banking. He has an MBA in finance. He describes himself as somebody who reads basically everything and said that while he doesn't hold any strong beliefs or opinions, he does follow the news and sees Trump's Truth Social posts via Twitter. He told the court that he had not read any of Trump's books, but had seen quotes from The Art of the Deal. Well, we all have seen quotes from that. I never read the book, but the media always quotes The Art of the Deal. Also, how many of us saw The Apprentice, the TV show? Yeah. I wonder if they asked everybody, what did you think of Home Alone 2? Because it was at Trump Tower, and Trump was in Home Alone 2. I mean, they're really trying to figure out if there's a bias, and jurors, I think, are trying to hide their bias so they can get on the jury. Juror number three is a man who is in his late 20s or early 30s, originally from the West Coast. He works in corporate law and says he gets his news from New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Google. Juror number four, also from the West Coast, is a security engineer, some college education, married with children, said he was not on social media, once served on a criminal jury in the past, could not remember the verdict. When asked if he had any concerns about returning a guilty verdict, he said no. They do that. They ask, do you have a problem with, you know, giving a guilty verdict? How do you not remember the one case you were on? That's also intriguing. Again, I'm not accusing anybody of lying, but I think a lot of people want to get on this case, and they, you know, either to help or hurt them. Okay, we have some women. Juror number five is a young woman who said she had friends with strong opinions on Trump, but that she was not political, and she avoided the news. She appreciated Trump's candor and that he speaks his mind, and I'd rather that than someone who's in office who you don't know what they're thinking. So, I mean, that's pretty positive, you know, for Trump. So, juror number six is a woman who works in tech. She told the court that she had no strong feelings about Trump, pledged to be fair and impartial. She is unmarried with no children, gets her news from New York Times, Google, Facebook, and TikTok. Well, when you get your news from TikTok, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I can't laugh because I used to get my news from the Daily Show. When I was so busy in residency and I didn't have any time to watch the news, I'd watch the Daily Show. That's where I got my news. So I get it. Busy people don't necessarily watch these shows. Also, now these shows have so many personalities and all that that, you know, I want to just get the news. I don't want to hear their dialogue. All right, now we have a juror number seven. is a late middle-aged man who works as a civil litigator. He's married with children, has never served on a jury. He gets his news from a variety of outlets, including the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, and the Washington Post, and from podcasts. So New York Post, more conservative, New York Times, liberal. But I do find that fascinating, that somebody who's middle-aged that has never served on a jury. Yeah, now I get, you know, doctors, firefighters, police used to now, they can't get out of jury duty, but civil litigators usually can't get out of jury duty. So now all of a sudden he's signed up. And I think people really want to be on this jury. It just, I'm not saying they're going to be not fair and impartial, but there are people that really want to be there. For this to be his first jury, and he's middle-aged. Juror number 8 is a retired wealth manager married with children. Asked if he had any strong opinions about Trump, he paused for a moment before answering yes. When the judge followed up and said, but could you be fair and impartial? He said he could. All right. Juror number 9 is a woman who told the court she believes she could fully follow the judge's instructions, but is not well-versed in legal proceedings. She lives alone, does not follow the news closely, and is from Jersey. Juror number 10 works in e-commerce. It's a man, and said he did not really check the news, listens to podcasts on behavioral psychology, and he's from Ohio originally. Juror number 11 is a woman who says she does not follow the news, but did watch late-night comedy shows, which means she's getting her news from Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel. She's originally from California and said she has never rallied for or against Trump. One of her close friends was convicted of financial fraud. Juror number 12 is a woman who works as a physical therapist. She lived in a few states before coming to New York, reads major news outlets, and listens to podcasts about sports and faith. So when you look at this jury makeup, the lawyers had their work cut out for them. They wanted to know that there weren't going to be people who want to save Trump from jail time and a criminal charge and verdict, and there are individuals who would love to do them in. And my worry about this is, number one is, look at all this time and money going into a case that has to do with $130,000 for a person who possibly slept with them. I mean, there's so many more important things that we need to be trying in juries. I mean, I get, we have a justice system. Anytime there's a infraction of the law, it needs to be investigated, needs to be looked at. But, oh, my gosh, I mean, they just keep throwing stuff at him. And there's rape trials, murder trials. When are those finally making it to the court system? And I want to make sure that anybody in our justice system gets a fair and impartial hearing. And when you have somebody who is so public, I mean, if somebody asked me to serve on a jury that had to involve, let's say, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, I can't be impartial. I love watching him in movies. I already like him. I mean, you would have to make me dislike him. I mean, I'm really good at looking at something and trying to be devil's advocate, but I would be lying if I said I didn't like the guy. So when you have individuals who are swearing under oath by penalty of perjury that they have no opinion, this many people have no opinion on Trump. I commend the people who are honest going, yeah, I have an opinion, but I'm going to leave that out. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. That's all we know about the jurors. We don't know much about the race. And it looks like, per The Guardian, these were male and female. I don't know if some I didn't identify as that. So we'll get more details soon. But that's what we have so far. 1-877-DR-DALI.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Israel carrying out a military strike against Iran. Iranian officials said air defenses intercepted three drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Iranian's foreign minister telling CNN that his country will not wait to retaliate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been snubbed by his own family. The son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, running as an independent for president, but didn't get the endorsement from his relatives. Carrie Kennedy, a daughter of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, along with about 13 other Kennedys, joined together to endorse President Joe Biden. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DocADali 1-877 DocDali. So in the early days of COVID, Trump, and I think a lot of people were pretty critical of the World Health Organization because it was their job to know what was going on in China and to know that there was possibly a lab leak in August of 2019, which made its way across the globe by January, February of 2020, killing millions of people. And the World Health Organization is trying to look like they are going to be on top of things. And so they have, they're in the headlines today, where the World Health Organization and 500 experts have established a consensus on the definition of airborne diseases. They want to prevent confusion similar to what happened during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Health Organization, according to Fox News, released a document outlining the definition, marking a step forward in improving prevention of diseases transmitted through air. It's the Geneva-based UN Health Agency released a technical document on Thursday. It says that the descriptor through the air can be used for infectious diseases where the main type of transmission involves the pathogen traveling through the air or being suspended in the air, in line with other terms such as waterborne diseases, which are understood across being transmitted through water. Other, almost 500 experts contributed to the definition, including physicists, public health professionals, engineers, many of whom disagreed over the topic in the past. Okay, I'm sorry, airborne means it could be transmitted through the air. You could cough it. You could sneeze it. It could be in a droplet. It's airborne, meaning you could be standing next to somebody who breathes it out, and you could get it. I think it's a pretty simple definition, but they want to look like they're working on something, and so this is what they're working on. Okay? Hey. Yay! Thank you. Good effort. Could have used you nearly 5 years ago, but all right. Past disagreements have centered around whether infectious particles were droplets or aerosols based on size. The new definition is going to move away from that. During the early days of COVID in 2020, 200 aerosol scientists publicly complained that the World Health Organization had failed to warn people of the risk that the virus could be spread through air. This led to an overemphasis on measures like hand washing to stop the virus rather than focusing on ventilation. Well, also, wasn't the whole narrative that somebody ate bat soup? So many people were like, well, you know, I'm probably going to say no to the bat soup if that's the soup du jour. And I won't get COVID. Didn't have anything to do with bat soup. Okay? It's ridiculous. I said something. I was saying something here. Nobody listens. So by 2020, the agency said that there was evidence emerging of airborne spread, you think? And then chief scientist Suma Swaminathan, who began the process to get a definition, later said that the World Health Organization should be more forceful, had been more forceful much earlier. Her successor, Jeremy Farrar, said in an interview that the new definition was more about COVID. But he added that at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lack of evidence available, and experts, including the World Health Organization, acted in good faith. At the time, he was head of the Wellcome Trust charity and advised the British government on the pandemic. Okay, so some of you are like, all right, so what's going on here? Why is this a headline? Well, okay, a blood-borne disease. You get HIV through your blood, hepatitis through blood. Okay, blood-borne diseases, dirty needles. We understand there are certain diseases that are blood-borne. Even though some of these diseases can mutate and have the potential to later be airborne, they are not transmitted that we know of airborne at this time. They're blood-borne, HIV, etc. Waterborne diseases, Vibrio can be a waterborne disease. You can pick it up while you're swimming in the ocean. You could also pick it up by ingestion. There are oral fecal contact diseases, hepatitis, norovirus, rotavirus, where if you touch something that might have not been necessarily cleaned properly, that came from somebody's GI tract, you could get it. That's called oral fecal route. Well, droplet transmission means something needs a droplet that gets sprayed to you through a sneeze or cough. Airborne is supposed to be a little easier to get, where somebody could breathe, even though most things are in some microscopic droplet sort of entity. Airborne implies if somebody's speaking to you, they could give it to you. Now, I think we all figured out that's what this was, because when you had a bunch of people flood the hospitals with a respiratory illness, you figured somebody was coughing. Somebody was spraying it. We also assumed that not everybody was getting it from sex. Okay? I mean, I'm sure in nursing homes people are having sex, but not to the degree of how the disease sadly and tragically spread like wildfire. So we figured it was something airborne. But then they made this half-assed rule of, well, you need to be 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. And there were stickers. I still see the stickers in some places where they say, stand here, stand here. So you stand 6 feet away. I got yelled at once because I was squinting to read something at a fast food place, and somebody made this big comment because apparently I violated their 6 feet. I was wearing a mask. I'm like, are you kidding me? All I have to do is sneeze, burp, pass gas. It's going to pass at 6 feet. I'm telling you right now. But they wanted to look like they were doing something. And so we had all these stickers and people measuring 6 feet. So it made it look like they were. And that's really what it was about. People were afraid they were going to lose their business. So they had to show that they were doing everything possible. And when we saw the vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, and you saw this 6 foot tall plexiglass thing separating them, that was maybe, what, 2 feet wide? Maybe 1 inch in girth, that are really 2 by 6 feet thing in a room that could have been, what, 50 by 50? Who knows? Honestly, and a fly apparently figured out how to get around that little plexiglass shield. We really took this to the wrong level. And it's nice that nearly 5 years after the leak happened, the World Health Organization is kind of clarifying some of the definitions. And in science, we do have to. Is it airborne? Is it droplet? Is it bloodborne? Is it zoonotic, coming from an animal? It is something that we do need to clarify. But what I don't understand is we've had SARS for a while. We know people are studying the SARS-CoV virus. This is something we've known about. We had a SARS outbreak in 2002. To 2003, again, Singapore said it was a China leak. China's been known to leak things out of a lab, whether it's accidental or whether it's malicious. It was deemed a leak from a lab. So we know this virus does have airborne properties. I don't know why it's taken us 5 years to conclude that, and why we went with this whole bat soup and market. And mind you, you have raw fish or raw animals. Yes, there can be diseases that spread, and there can be outbreaks that can happen very quickly. Look at what happened with the hepatitis outbreaks among homeless populations. But this COVID, it seemed to happen pretty quickly. It wasn't as quick, if you understand the timeline, could have started the summer of 2019. But we weren't, even though the Trump administration was saying that happened, the rest of the population didn't want to believe that. So they said, well, this happened overnight. Well, then if it happened overnight in November to December, then we're assuming it's airborne. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we saw Israel fight back. It doesn't look like it was a full-on declaration of war to retaliate what from the drone attacks when I think Iran sent 350 drones to attack Israel. I think things might, for now, it might be calm as Israel's going into the Jewish holiday Passover this weekend. But I trust me, it's not over. What's happening in the Middle East sad. It's going to be a very long process, especially if Hamas still exists and the hostages are not freed. And it's really interesting. As a physician, when there is a cancer cell, and you know there's cancer, and you know that cancer cell could come back at any time and hurt your patient, you want to tear that cancer out. You want to annihilate that cancer cell. You don't want to annihilate the organ. You don't want to annihilate the liver or the brain where that cancer is. But you want to do everything you can to stop the cancer. Because cancer comes back. And these militants, these terror groups, are like cancer. And when I hear the back and forth, you're that poll where young people are like, yeah, there should be a permanent ceasefire. If you give cancer cells, Hamas, any terrorist group, a chance to rebuild and grow and get strong, it comes back to haunt you. Not just Israel, but anybody. There were non-Israelis at that Nova Peace Festival. There were Americans, there were Germans, French people that were there that were caught in this war of terror by Hamas. And in medicine, you know, people will say, Dr. Dahlia, if I get cancer, I don't want them doing anything to me. Well, listen, luckily with cancer, even stage 4 cancer, we could be successful. Look at President Carter. President Carter, still alive in hospice. Stage 4 melanoma. It wasn't a death sentence for him. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's pancreatic cancer. She lived for a long time with that. I think she also had colon cancer. You know, we are able to, you know, overcome and last. But sadly, cancer can come and take you. Or the stress of it. And so I always recommend a fight. Unless we think the fight is going to kill you and that the chemotherapy would be worse than the slower demise that the cancer could do, I always recommend the fight. And it's not that you're striking first, it's that you're striking back. And I'll use the comment, I'm going to go all Israeli on this cancer. Right? I mean, a lot of us use that. You know, you mess with Israel, they come back. That's how Israel has survived all these years. When you look at the geography, you can barely see the sliver of land that is Israel compared to the whole of the Middle East. But they exist and they're strong. Why? Well, they have huge allies, especially in the U.S., but because they don't mess around. They understand how if terror happens to you, you have to make sure that can't happen again. And you have to let everybody else know that it's really not worth the bite. That's why in school, when we're taught how to deal with bullies, you know, whenever we would fight back, you know, bite back, not literally, but figuratively, I noticed the bullies backed off. It took me years to get that sort of confidence to fight back, but I noticed the second I stood up to a bully, they didn't want to mess with me because they're chicken. They're cowards. And so, unfortunately, when you're working with terrorist groups or when you're working with cancer, they have death wishes. Terrorist group, when they're like, oh, we'll martyr, we'll suicide vest ourselves, well, we don't, it's a little harder. Cancer, too. Cancer doesn't give a damn that it is killing the body it is parasiting off of. That's why I really, metaphor or analogize both of those together. And the more aggressive you are, yes, there could be sadly consequences to the innocent cells of the liver, to innocent people involved in the Israeli-Hamas war. And so you need to do precision. In medicine, what are we doing? Well, we're trying to figure out how to teach our immune cells to only find the cancer cell, the terrorist, and to knock it out. And to leave any other cell around the area alone. And if we could do that with and be very successful,
in cancer, it's going to be overwhelming. And we will then be on the cusp of the cure for cancer. Now, mind you, cancer is chaotic. Cancer learns how to evolve. They know how to mutate. They don't always act in a predictable pattern. Grade 4 melanoma would have killed anybody, especially who's 100 years old. But thank God, Carter is still able to, survive it. So, you know, the aggression that we have to show when it comes to our health, you know, when it comes to, terrorism is pretty similar. And, you know, we could learn a lot from Israel, and that's why America, we're also not being told, there's not a lot of transparency on how close Israel and America works. I know many individuals are like, I don't get it. Of all the countries, why is, you know, the U.S. always, you know, backing up Israel, even though they haven't been recently to the degree that some people feel they need to? And it's because they're not explaining that how Israel gives them a lot of intelligence. You know, Israel is their eyes and ears in the Middle East. Israel has some of the best military, not only intelligence, but also capabilities that they're able to share with America and vice versa. And America needs Israel. Everybody says America doesn't. They do. Especially since America is vulnerable to terrorism, even more vulnerable now with what we're doing with the border. And so, you know, do I want Israel to go to war with Iran? Absolutely not. Do I want to see any war in the Middle East? No. What I want is I want those hostages back. I want Hamas to never be able to attack innocent civilians again and then hide behind innocent Palestinian civilians and to be putting Palestine and Gaza through the horror that they have, not allowing people to be LGBTQAI+, all the stuff that they do. I want to see that stop. And yes, I'd like to see Hamas go away. I think we all would. Any sort of terror group. And instead, it's spreading. The cancer's spreading. We're seeing across America this anti-American sentiment, anti-Israel sentiment. And, you know, people will say, well, they're only against America because of Israel. No. September 11th was not about Israel. It was about people who hated America. The average person who would hate Israel and democracy and freedom for communities such as LGBTQAI+, probably also hate America. Because they're very similar in terms of having freedom. You could wear what you want. If you want to wear a skirt, you can wear a skirt. You don't have to have your head covered. You could be a doctor if you want to be as a female. And so we are starting to see people reveal their anti-American sentiment to the point where they're actually screaming death to America. And that's terrorism. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.